The name Andy Lopez probably didn't ring a bell before October 22nd. On that afternoon, the 13-year-old was just a kid playing with a BB gun near his house in Santa Rosa. But then a sheriff's deputy saw him and says he mistook the toy gun for a real rifle. The deputy shot and killed the teenager. Now the name Andy Lopez has come to represent a movement in his community.
We want justice, and then also we want an honest investigation.
That's Andy's father, Rodrigo Lopez, speaking to the media. In the 2 months since the shooting, mass protests have taken place. The Lopez family has filed a lawsuit against the officer, and local lawmakers are debating new legislation that would make pellet guns and other toy guns brightly colored so they don't look realistic. Even the FBI is investigating the circumstances around this shooting. So what has it been like for this community to find itself at the center of all of that? KALW's Mary Willis reports from Santa Rosa.
It's 7 p.m. on a weeknight. About 50 people are gathered around a memorial here for Andy Lopez in the field that he was shot. The memorial is made up of lights and candles, flowers and photographs. And the gathering is saying prayers for the 13-year-old boy.
Apoyando a los papás de Andy, porque yo soy mamá también.
When I meet Veronica Martinez, she's serving coffee to those praying. She says she's here to support Andy's family by helping to clean up and collect donations.
Porque también son padres de familia, son vecinos y no les gusta la injusticia.
In the weeks following the shooting, people regularly visited this memorial site. I ask Martinez why, and she says because these people are neighbours and parents who want to speak out against injustice. This field is off Moreland Avenue in the southwest of Santa Rosa.
So this entire quadrant here is what's considered the southwest Santa Rosa quadrant.
Efren Carrillo was raised in this part of the city and is now a county supervisor representing the 5th District, which includes the neighbourhood around Moreland Avenue. He explains that Santa Rosa is divided into four quadrants, with the US Route 101 running north and south through the city and Highway 12 from east to west.
When you look a little further and deeper, there are divisions not only around economic disparities, but also racial. You look at the southwest quadrant of the city, predominantly is Latino.
He says the area is also noticeably run down compared to other parts of the city where you can find million-dollar homes. The infrastructure, sidewalks, roads are dilapidated, and it has struggled with gang-related crime. Carrillo says the shooting has highlighted larger issues that have long existed here.
Not only to the relationship between the law enforcement community and the community as a whole, but larger looming issues around economic disparities, around representation. And what we've seen from this tragedy is a galvanization of the community.
Pues ya he escuchado de lo que pasó con este niño, de Andy Lopez.
Sí, yo vivo aquí cerca.
This is a recording from the day after the shooting, when bilingual radio station KBBF in Santa Rosa opened up the phone lines to give people a chance to talk about what happened. It's very, very sad, the caller says. I feel hurt by this, and I feel for the kid's mother. Thank you for listening to me, she says.
Creo yo que es muy, muy importante que veamos varios puntos de vista. La señora anterior que
But
llamó
the following caller says it's important to look at this from various perspectives. When police officers tell you to stop, you have to stop, he says. And it's up to the parents to teach this to their kids.
The first reaction of people right now is that there's, you know, the anger.
Alicia Sanchez is on the board of KBBF and is a longtime social activist. She says people's initial anger has given way to something deeper, and that's what's really drawn everyone to the vigil and to the streets.
We have to use the word that people keep hoping that it goes away. This was a racist act. And so I think what the killing of this child just finally said to people, enough is enough. They're saying enough of this discrimination. But for me, it's the youth who are saying, because I dress a certain way, because I'm walking down the street, you know, you automatically make this assumption that I'm a criminal. When you are not looking at me and saying, I am just a young kid, man. I'm just a young kid that's playing with a toy.
Justice for who?
The shooting has brought thousands of people out to various protests, drawing residents from across the city. But most notably, young Latinos came out in force. Like 17-year-old Vicente Adames, who is from Moreland and came out to rally in downtown Santa Rosa a week after the shooting.
Personally, I knew Andy growing up, and so I'm here, you know, to support his family. I think about this whole march that is bringing the whole community together. You know, there's been several gangs and stuff out here, and they've all came together, you know. And there's been no fighting, no anything. So everybody's just saying, do it for Andy, you know. So that's what we're out here doing.
Okay. Am I being detained?
Am I being detained?
Am I free to go?
Am I free to go?
On a Saturday afternoon, a few weeks after the shooting, a couple dozen kids and adults gather for a seminar at Santa Rosa Junior College. It's titled, Know Your Rights.
Can the police do this? And the shortest possible answer to that question is yes.
Robert Edmonds fields questions from the group and deals with topics such as, what do you do during a police search? Can you choose a female or male officer during a frisk? And role-playing, what to do if the police come to your house.
No, I'm sorry, do you have a warrant?
No, I'm just going to come in for a second and make sure that everybody's okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I'm going to need to see your warrant.
Edmonds is a student trustee at Santa Rosa Junior College, and he organized the workshop with the student Chicano group.
There's a lot of issues at play. There's a lot of social issues that underlie why I think people are rising up now, and it's predominantly young people and people in the Latino community that feel like something's just not right, even if they can't necessarily put their finger on what it is.
Investigations by both the Santa Rosa Police Department and FBI are still ongoing, but initial findings from the Sheriff's Department show that the deputy acted according to procedure in his use of deadly force. And on December 10th, Jailhouse returned to administrative work at the Sheriff's Department. This YouTube video shows protesters on that day as they clashed with police in front of City Hall. The protest and a march later in the day led to vandalism and two arrests. In the video, people are carrying white crosses and protesting against the deputy's return to work. It's the latest in 2 months of protests that call for justice. Whether they get the changes they call for remains to be seen. But what is becoming certain is that this community has found a voice and its intent on using it. In Santa Rosa, I'm Mary Willis for Cross Currents.